Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by Raceplays.com, CeramicSpeed, RunCatalina.com. You can check out any of our interviews on Babbittville or on iTunes. And our Challenged Athletes Foundation, you can check that out at challengedathletes.org. We raised over $64 million to keep people in the game of life through sport. Our next guest, a gentleman who's been a huge supporter of CAF over the years. He is the trainer to the stars, Mr. Gary Kobath, the guy we call the Transformer. Gary, how the heck are you?
Bob, how's it going, man? Awesome.
Well, everything is spectacular. And first of all, talk about what you just got back from. I mean, when people talk about Hollywood and you worked with, you know, Will Ferrell and Jim Carrey and Mariska Hargitay and David James Elliott, but people don't quite, I don't think, get the scope of your work and how demanding it is. Talk about the shoot you just got back from.
Oh, like I'm sitting here wondering what day it is?
Yeah, and what day and what country I'm in.
Exactly, or what time it is. We just got back from Taiwan. And we hung out in Taipei, and oh my gosh, back in September, I got a call from the Martin Scorsese group, and they said, hey, you know, Marty wants to see you at his house. I'm like, oh, really? Great. Awesome.
What's
like,
the catch?
Sure, everybody flies to Marty's house in the library and hangs out, right?
Yeah.
Not. So I was obviously grateful for that. And so they give you the ticket and you fly in and you're going to talk about, you know, pretty much performance coaching and nutrition and makeovers, the Transformer back at its craft.
Right, yeah.
And that's what they were inquiring about, because what Hollywood doesn't quite understand is that whole end. You know, again, one of the most unhealthiest environments ever is a movie set. Because
Right. They're,
you know, they're 9, they're 10, they're 12, they're 16-hour days. And then you have to figure in sleep and food and nutrition and obviously recovery. And then obviously they're studying their lines and their parts. And so when it's a big movie and there's a lot of physical transformation needed, it's all about energy. So obviously they flew in and I got there and I met with the executive producer. And next to me was Andrew Garfield, who played Spider-Man in all those movies.
Yeah.
And then there's Martin Scorsese, we call him Marty. So there's Marty and myself, and everybody was telling me, well, are you nervous? I mean, are you like, you're going to meet? And I said, look, if I'm sitting there meeting a director, and we're going to talk directing, and I'm not a director, of course I would have been nervous. But what they're talking about is, you know, performance.
Right, which is what you're all about.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like somebody said, well, what gives you credibility to, like, talk to me about cycling? And I said, well, maybe because I rode to the moon and back on a bike.
Yeah.
So, like, one of those kind of things, right? So, you know, pedal stroke, you know, endurance, you know, hydration, you know, rest, you know, recovery, you know how to keep with it, you know, how to stay with it. So, and that's all a movie is. A movie's like, if you, like, blended marathoning, multi-sport, ultra-endurance all together, and then also memorizing your lines and then transforming your body, all knowing that you got to eat every 3 or 4 hours. And you got to do it like pressure. There's like time and money and budgets, and we got to get done by the time we got to get done, and then it rains, and there's all sorts of other elements. So I come in, and I just basically settle everybody down and settle the whole thing down. Like, don't worry, we've got a process. We got a plan. We got a program. This takes time. So I usually start before the movie starts.
Yeah.
So in this case, we worked with Liam Neeson to lose weight and transform his body. We worked with Adam Driver from the TV show Girls. And I worked with Andrew Garfield, obviously, from Spider-Man. So,
yeah.
So I had three big guys. And then there was Darren Hines from Game of Thrones or something. And then there was a couple of Japanese actor A-listers, which we don't know of because we don't watch those movies all the time. So somebody had to go up on a cross and look like skin and bone. So anyway, they all had to be skin and bone. So now we had to do it in a healthy way. We had to do significant or severe weight loss, dramatic, right? They want drama on screen. So, and then obviously I inquired about, you know, shirt off scenes and when are they and, you know, what's the sequence and you know, when do we need to be where, when, right? At what body weight, at what look, and so forth, and what's the action? You basically, it's no different than performance coaching.
Sure.
It's no different than planning your training for Ironman. You start 5 or 6 months prior, and then you train 2 or 3 months, and then you start, you know, time trialing. You start, you know, doing some minor triathlons, and then we do rehearsal for 3 weeks in January, and then we film February, March, April, May, and then just catch back.
So they give you the time to do the process rather than going, oh my God, we need this guy to lose 30 pounds, and we need to do it in 3 weeks.
Well, they don't know you need the time, right?
Right, yeah, right.
They don't know that. That's why they call you or me or somebody like
that. They don't call me. They call you.
Well, but you're aware of what we do.
Because
there's nothing different than doing your multiple sports.
Right.
Early 80s, right? So that's the process. So it's then doing it on time, on budget, you know, with a look, with a feeling, with the energy. So then the psychology comes in, right? Because, you know, and I know, I mean, look, there's this strong adult responsible part of us, and then there's this little kid that doesn't want responsibility, that wants to be, right?
I mean, the guy who's hiding Milky Ways in his pocket.
Well, absolutely, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and then it's that dance, and it's every day, and then if it's multiple people. So basically, in this particular movie, I don't think it's ever been done, where one person comes in and like, basically steers 5 different A-listers to their ultimate destination. So I had 2 chefs and a bunch of support people, and we had to create those budgets, and we had to create that staff, and then I had to have somebody that, you know, translates Mandarin.
Right.
They don't speak English. And the only thing things that were familiar, like you could go to Costco in Taipei and you could get blueberries. But boy, if you wanted a Quest bar, or if you wanted a, you know, a certain type of protein powder, no. So
nothing.
Once a week, I flew things in. So I had somebody working in L.A. that would do shopping here. And,
you know, so you have to basically do shopping and fly it in?
Yes, head flight in every 8 to 10 days.
How much weight did they lose combined?
So all told, I think we lost 240 pounds or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Take Andrew Driver, for instance.
Yeah.
Love him in the TV show Girls. I mean, he's rocking, and he's crazy, and he's driven, and he's about 210 pounds. He's 6'3", 150 pounds.
You got him to 150 pounds.
Yeah, so we got down to 150 pounds, and...
Was it kicking and screaming, or was he okay with it?
Well, that's a great... Bob, I love you. You got the awesome question. So there was it was awesome, because his background is military.
Okay.
So that was awesome, because, you know, they're disciplined, and they want it simple, and they can do repetition, and, you know, so it's like minestrone soup, minestrone soup, minestrone soup. Okay, he's going with minestrone soup. He doesn't need 8 more choices, where somebody else more creative from an actor standpoint, you know,
right.
They get really creative. They might need variation every day. So it's interesting. So anyway, we achieved all of these things for like 5 months, and it came down to the last 10 days. Of the money scene for Adam. And it's basically everything he worked towards, and it's really a dramatic moment in the movie. And the movie, by the way, is called Silence. Anybody can look it up online. It's got a great... do you remember, like, Ben-Hur?
Yes.
And the Wayback Machine?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm dating
that type
myself.
Of, had
anyway.
That type of look?
But that was just majestic, and it was
yes.
epic, and it was, like, you know, outside, and we took every location and... majestic location in Taiwan that we could. So this movie is unbelievably dramatic. It's about spreading Christianity throughout Japan. They didn't want it, so they were chasing these guys through woods and high weeds and, you know, mountaintops and everything. So it's awesome. You guys are gonna love it. But there's this moment where it's Adam's, you know, money scene, basically. In about 6 or 7 days, we need to lose like another 3 or 4 pounds. And we do these meetings with Marty, and basically we commit, and then we go after it. And obviously it's Marty, so you want to basically hit your mark, or you want to hit your performance goals, basically.
Sure.
And then we do, and, you know, try. So basically he just had a moment where he went into his, like, little wounded kid state, you know, and it's like, I don't know if I can do this.
I can't lose that extra 3 pounds. I've already lost 50.
So get in the trailer. So we get in the trailer, and it's like, wait a minute. We're doing this. If I have to take you on my back or whatever, right? I said, look, we achieved this. We achieved that. I said, in training, check this out. Adam Driver ran a 20-minute 5K.
Wow.
Okay, so this is one we experience, you know, running. And then I see this, like, skill set. And then we develop the skill set. And, oh, by the way, we're training for a movie, but I'm seeing this athletic skill set. And it's helping them, like, lean out like crazy. So we created another goal. Like, okay, you're gifted, and you have this high VO2, and we're going to leverage that. So anyway, along the way, he got to be quite the runner. And I said, so we achieved this, and we achieved your running. We achieved the 20-minute 5K. We achieved all these things. I said, well, Adam, I said, you're not trusting right now. And he just looked at me like deer in the headlights. And this is where the psychology comes, and that is, you're right. We've achieved all of these things. Why would we not achieve this last little benchmark?
Yeah.
And once he just sat with it for a second, because I said, all right, I'm going to leave you here, and I'm going to come back in about 15 minutes and figure out what that all meant. So I came back, and he was like, all right, let's go for it.
Wow.
And you have these moments, like, I mean, to be honest with you, I won't name the actor, but yeah. It's like I get this text, and it's like, I'm constipated. literally. Right now, as an athlete, we've all been constipated. We take airplane flights. We've all been constipated. It's just, you know, hydration and not enough and not enough at the right time and, you know, maybe eating some solid foods and, you know, something you did weren't supposed to and your body just, like, tightens up or you're just under duration of stress. So constipation, I have to look at all of that.
Right. And how much of it is the psychological aspect? Because I remember, you know, you working with Will Ferrell and Jim Carrey and David James Elliott, and they're all different, right? They're all different psychologically. What's going to push one is going to turn off another. It seems like your job, besides having people lose weight, it's the being a therapist and understanding what makes them tick.
It is. Well, if you break it down, there's a lot of fundamental things, actually, that we're all very similar. Okay, so the mind works a certain way. And then based on their upbringing, based on their wounds, based on their challenges and what they had as a little person is where these things come out, whether they react angrily or whether they stuff it and don't say anything, right? Or whether they, you know, blame you, right? Or we call that projection. So you have to just be aware of all those things. But fundamentally, it's like the Big Bang Theory, and then there's molecules, and then there's atoms, and then there's the sun, and then there's planets, you know, and then there's animals, and then there's humans, and then there's, you know, Led Zeppelin, and then there's triathlon, and then there's, you know, Taylor Swift, right? It's like it's the process of evolution. So we all evolve, and we all expand. And if we go from caterpillar to butterfly, and we try to be a caterpillar again, we can't without suffering. So without challenge, without you know unhappiness, without anger, and all somebody when they get angry, if all somebody they're just projecting their pain onto you, is just they need love. That's it.
So
you need to know compassion. You need to know love. Sometimes they need a hug. Sometimes they need, you know, tough love. Sometimes they need, you know, silence. Sometimes they just want to be, you know, heard. Because sometimes kids, you know, they grow up and they have five kids in the family, and this one person never got hurt. So you have to kind of, you know, it's just experience over time. You start to figure out how to work with somebody.
Besides the psychological aspect, is the formula the same? If you say, like, okay, I've got a guy, he needs to lose 20 pounds. Do you need to analyze that person, or do you pretty much have a formula that's going to work across the board?
Give me an example. Yeah. A perfect example, actually. Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
He's 6'4", 64 years old.
Yep.
I said, Liam, we know what we want you to look like, but what do you want to look like? Okay, so that question right there is, what do you think you can achieve so you'll own it? So now I'm putting responsibility onto him so he owns it so he buys in. So it's not me motivating, right? It's that he owns it and he makes a commitment. He says, he turns to me and he goes, I want to look like I did in Batman. And I was like, we can do that. So I'm quickly Googling Batman.
Batman,
and
Liam Neeson, yeah.
You know, right? So, but the difference between him and at 60, 34 years old, and Adam Driver at 31 years old was twice as old.
Right.
So his metabolism is less, right? So his maybe preferred exercise is different. Maybe he responds to certain foods, or maybe he, and again, he's seasoned, professional actor, been around forever, very successful, and maybe he's attached to things. So yes, you gotta understand, and then obviously some things just don't work. Chocolate chip cookies don't work. So there's a point where I have to say, okay, you got 2 weeks, take out the chocolate chip cookie, if that was the case with one of them, and it was like, I'm not gonna tell you now, and I'm not gonna deprive you. You'll have your chocolate chip cookies back in 4 or 5 months.
You know? In 4 or 5 months.
Your alcohol back in 4 or 5 months. In this particular case, because it was such a drastic transformation for these two guys.
Wow.
Kieran, which is a minor. He was only in 2 days, the first 2 days of the movie, so he needed 25 or 30 pounds.
Was this the toughest transformation for you because it was so many?
Yes, absolutely, without question. It was the hours and the language and the months away, and then the lack of resources in regards to supply.
Yeah.
So that first month was very challenging. But, you know, once I found English-speaking chef and chef support people, and we found enough containers, and we found enough ways to get it around the city, and we found enough supplies, and then I just had to, like, draw the line and go to, you know, the executive producer and say, I need to enhance our budget here because we don't have supplies. I got to bring supplies in from L.A. if these guys are going to be happy. Because here was the key on this one. We didn't want food to be an issue. We didn't want their weight loss to consume their study.
Yeah, they had to be. They're still actors.
Still actors. And to watch them professionally, knowing that not only, and this is why this movie is so powerful, is not only did they... Their character and their lines, and then the topic is Christianity, and that's, you know, and then this, like, everything's against them in another country. They still had to, like, completely transform themselves, unlike they've ever. I mean, just think of Christian and the Machinist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's dramatic, 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 dramatic.
So, as a guy who, you know, you've run, what, over 50 marathons, you've cycled 500,000 miles, you personally have had, three reconstructions on your knee, and I know you had a hip resurfacing.
Yeah.
How does that play into your ability to relate to these folks? Because to a certain degree, you're more of an uber athlete. You know, you're a high-achieving guy, and you're dealing a lot of times with people who are actors who might not have that much of an athletic background.
And that was the case in, you know, like... You find it. First of all, here's the thing. I call it the kingdom of enough. And I let them know within themselves, there is no hole. They don't have to fulfill this fictitious hole with chocolate chip cookies when they think they do now. There is no hole. It's a false lie they're telling themselves. It's like their creator, whether it's Buddha, Taoism, God, you know, Jesus Christ, whoever their bigger force is, and I don't judge that.
Right.
I said, that bigger force didn't forget you. They didn't forget you. And you're walking around like they forgot you, so you got this hole. I'm like, no, you don't. So from an athletic standpoint, look, they all have a VO2. They all have, you know, iron in their blood. They all have, hematocrit and oxygen in their red blood cell. Their legs work pretty much similar, and, you know, their mindsets are pretty focused, and they're high achievers, and they're used to taking on a character. So part of their character in this particular case is they had to be open. So they had to open their heart and be coachable to exploring their world-class athlete in themselves. And it's in everybody. So when somebody says, I don't do that, I'm not an athlete, I just go, BS. I don't believe it. I believe there's unbelievable infinite possibilities in everybody, and only because I walked the walk, talked the talk, discovered it myself, to get to the India, and going to get the new hip, and then coming back, and then time trialing again, and now running again, and da-da-da-da-da, right? It's you can't. It's a Remember Mary Lou Retton and the coach? You can do it.
Yes, yes.
You can do it, right? Or
right.
If you look at Joel Osteen now, right, on Christian radio or whatever, he just talks to me like, you can do it. So you can do it, and you can.
So for the average person sitting at home listening, and they're going, gosh, I've never thought of myself as an athlete, how important is it to really find out more about yourself and do the VO2 max and do your blood properties to find out what you're made of?
Well, in this particular case, and then in Hollywood, I treat everybody like a world-class athlete. So I will get their blood done. We will explore their VO2 if appropriate.
Yeah.
For instance, we just worked with Miles Teller from Whiplash,
yeah.
Right? He was the drummer with this intense energy and endurance. And then I took all of that and transformed it into Vinnie Paz, the boxer of the 80s. And there's a movie coming out at the end of the year, Bleed for This. And he's completely ripped.
Wait, so he plays the boxer?
Yeah. He's
the guy who was the drummer in Whiplash, which was amazing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So for that, yes. Okay, I took him to the lab. We got his blood work. I wanted to see if anything was missing inside, so I wouldn't push him too hard because we had to work hard.
Sure.
Physically, like athletically. And then he had to explore. Well, I'm not a runner. So we would start by walking to the Hollywood sign and back, and then jogging to the Hollywood sign and back, 2 minutes on, 1 minute off. And then it was a seriously six-month process of him developing athleticism. And, and then obviously that takes some recovery and some massage and some, if it's acupuncture appropriate or
Right. Therapy
is appropriate because he was in an auto accident. So, but to get him to, game on, money shot, game day, world championship, it's no different. Their money shot in front of a camera is no different than showing up for the world championship.
Because you really can't, we keep thinking, okay, in this day and age, you can just put makeup on or you can just, you can sort of fake it. You really can't. With HD cameras, you've got to really be in shape if you're trying to be somebody in shape.
Absolutely. Or they actually, I would imagine some people are still trying to fake it to make it kind of thing. But what these guys and gals love, like, for instance, way back, do you remember... Allie McBeal,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And Calista Flockhart. In the last year or so, she had some, health struggles.
Right.
Fainting on the set and so forth. They called and said, what do you think? And I said, well, first of all, how about food? How about hydration? How about some self-love? How about some self-care? How about, why don't I just shepherd her for a while and teach her what food is and fuel and the differences and why you need it? And before you know it, I mean, there's no looking back. She's always been healthy that day forward, or that months forward, I worked with her.
Yeah.
So, and again, we did the same thing. Just did some running and some testing and so forth. So maybe some people are still faking it, but what they all love is to be treated like a world class.
How have, does it surprise you that people know as little about nutrition as most of us do, right? I mean, most of us are pretty ignorant when it comes to what we should eat, what's in what we eat. It seems like there's, even in this day and age where people are looking at labels, I still think that most of us are pretty ignorant.
Yes and no, okay? And I don't mean to kind of walk the line of Switzerland here, but they're both true. Yes, I'm shocked, okay, that people aren't tying together. They feel moody or they feel, like, for instance, and again, I'm not counting this, but like alcohol, right? Alcohol is a depressant. So a psychiatrist came to me and said, I want to transform my body. And I said, great. So let's review, what are you doing? And she drinks every day. So I said, I'm so depressed. So then I'm on all these antidepressants. So not only was she drinking alcohol, making her more depressed, but then she was taking antidepressants to counter the depression.
That she was causing with alcohol.
And that's, and she wasn't tying it to her alcohol because in her case, psychologically, it was a comforter. It was a calming agent. It was a, how do I cope with my life?
Yeah.
So obviously there was a marriage and her practice and various other things in her family that were challenging her, which we had to get to just transform her body. So when you say, yes, how much is psychological? 80% or more. It's huge. Okay, and then back to the question was, Am I surprised on the other hand? No, because 67% are overweight or obese in our country, right? And it keeps growing. And the kids are, unfortunately, unhealthier the younger they are until this changes. So we need more advocates like yourself and myself and other people to become leaders in this. Just spread a message that just reach out if you don't understand. You don't have to be a scientist. And it's really, you can make it elementary. If there's one thing I do to transform all these, you know, high, big deal Hollywood players, is
keep it simple. Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. I have to keep it simple. Because they have so many other responsibilities on their plate. So we keep it simple.
Love it.
And you know, it's all about how to, their worthiness, this kingdom of enough. It's whether it's their trailer or their house or the Jim Carrey's, you know, situation. We made his training center that I created in his house, kingdom of enough. This is a place where everything he's going to achieve physically, athletically, comes from I'm enough. His creator gave him the tools. He maybe hasn't experienced them yet. Maybe he hasn't felt that yet. But he comes from I'm enough. Versus when I met him, he was like, I've never done that before. I don't think I can do that.
Yeah.
I'm not enough. You know, God didn't give me those tools. I'm like, well. So remember, that's the story, right? Where I said, hey, you're from Canada, right? You got ice skates? Do you ice skate? He said, yeah, they're open in my attic. We can do that. I go, yeah, let's go do it tomorrow. So my first training session with him was what? Putting him on ice skates. I had to pull him off the ice 2 hours later. Sweating, like, you know, profusely, and the biggest smile, like, 15-year-old kid.
People forget about the endorphins from that, huh?
And, well, yeah, the serotonin, the dopamine, it's just such a high, right? It's higher than a chocolate bar. I mean, it's higher than
right.
So many things. So when people say, how do I start? I say, start walking.
Yeah. You
know? Or go to a spinning class, or, I mean, you know.
Exactly.
And the big thing in this particular case on this movie is, like, when you go to the moon, then what do you do, right? What do you do after going to the moon? So it's no different than Iron Man. It's no different than nailing Boston, the Boston Marathon. It's like, now what do I do? You know, I've gone to the moon. Now what? So
yeah.
Most of the astronauts, a lot of them anyway, they're attached or addicted. You know, they're either, you know, alcoholics or drug issues or, you know, hard to cope. Why? Because then what do you do? So this particular movie, doing a lot of follow-up. I'm just making sure people are healthy, people are okay, people've got other things on their agenda, they got new goals.
Yeah.
So they can ease out of this. Because this particular movie, people are going to feel this for, I'd say, 3 to 6 months, even though they're doing other things.
So for you, what's next?
We got Miles Teller, we're doing the Men's Fitness cover.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. And I'm working on a couple of movie projects right now. Somebody wants me to produce a running movie.
Really?
So that I'll talk to you about that later.
I love that. I'm all in.
Yeah. And then I come back and I want to just embrace, you know, the CEOs and the people at Rand Corporation and all the just normal people that have, you know, century goals and
right.
have their first marathon goal and so forth and so on, and I love that because that keeps it all real and keeps it just, you know, it reinforces how important compassion and love is to anybody. It doesn't matter what. That's another thing that people ask me all the time. What are these people like? Is Jim Carrey funny? And I'm like, no, they're all just like you and I, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they have to go to the bathroom, they have to eat every 3-4 hours, and they have issues from growing up. I mean, you know, and we just work at that.
And they're, you know, like I remember that Jim and Will, when they came down here to run the half marathon as part of the San Diego Triathlon Challenge for CAF, I'm sure those guys were nervous. You know, they knew there's going to be media out there. Well, you know, am I going to look good? Am I going to look okay? And there's a lot of pressure that goes along with that.
Yeah, and that to this day, they still talk about that, by the way.
They do, don't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because I think they ran like 130 or something.
Yeah, I think we ran 140, 141 half, right?
Yeah, on a running up La Jolla Shores. They were probably pretty excited about that.
Well, that Jim will never want to do the rest of his life, he said. I don't want to ever run up that hill.
That is so
that
cool.
That hill again.
Love it.
Find me a flat course, he says.
God.
But anyway, yeah, Adam Driver's, you know, on to his running career now. outside of his girls' TV show. And obviously, he's the evil person in Star Wars that's coming out soon. So everybody looks for that.
Love it.
Gary, thank you, bud. I appreciate your time. Always, always a pleasure. The Transformer is still hard at work.
Thanks, man. It's always a pleasure. You're awesome.
All right. Gary Kobat has been our guest, trainer to the stars. Again, we are brought to you by RacePlace.com, Ceramic Speed, RunCatalina.com. Check us out on Babbittville and on iTunes. And don't forget, Challenged Athletes Foundation. That's ChallengedAthletes.org. Help us out anytime. You can go to challengeathletes.org and make a donation at any time for any amount. Hold on, everyone. We'll be right back.